Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. That's really what you want to be. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, it's guaranteed. Let's see, how long, I wish we could take bets online, but you know, that's illegal, so don't even ask me to do it. But seriously, how long do you think it'll be before they pull this particular video down? And I say that because we're going to talk about, okay, don't tell anybody. We're going to talk about the bias in Facebook, Google, Twitter, and so many more. Now, they're not going to like that, but I'm a little guy. I'm not, not like I'm Tucker Carlson. Look what they're doing to him. Look what they're trying to, if you think about it, look what they're trying to keep him from doing. And he's getting the message out. They are petrified. You know, don't you find it interesting that the people over at MSNBC, CBS, ABC, DEFG, CNN, how they talk so much or so badly about Facebook and how Facebook poisons, the reason they can't get any traction is not Facebook, but Fox News has got their people so snookered, their people, the CNN people, the people on the left, everybody pretty much, so snookered that Trump is going to win again. It's going to be Fox's fault. Now, you think about all the outlets that they have for news. How many newspapers they own, or, you know, news outlets that they own, I'll put it that way, well, fake news outlets. I don't even want to call them news outlets. And of all the control they have of all these, you know, again, all these outlets, and they can't get any traction. They're blaming Fox News for it all. So what they're saying is Fox News is so big, powerful, and important that they pretty much get anything they want done. And they're so schlocky. They're so bad. Right? Isn't that what they're saying? We can't reach the people because we don't have good news. They figured us out. They have figured you out, that's for sure. 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. But, you know, even as of late, Facebook. You know, trying to say that the president, they pull the president's ads because of some of the symbolism that he has in his ads. Right? That they don't meet that their, you know, hate standards, non-hate standards, whatever. And yet you've seen them allow stuff to be posted about killing Republicans, conservatives, and even Christians. Apparently that was okay. They let those stand. Google. Some of you guys have sent us, screenshots of emails that you've received, because we do emails every week. But emails we received to prove that Google's blocking our emails. And you're getting these notices in your emails that say this site is known to send spam. We don't send spam. Almost everybody gets an email at our site has either signed up for it, bought something from us, or what have you. So they're lying to get their point across, to get their get done what they want to get done. Now, many of you already heard those links over and over and over again. The links that have to do with you have prominent people at Facebook, Twitter, and Google talking about how they are going to keep the information down, how they're going to make sure that Trump doesn't win again. They're going to work at it. Isn't that great? And then we keep feeding the beast. Oh, come on, we do. Do you know how many of you that when we're not up on, and again, if you're on there now, I'm sorry. I'm not picking on you on purpose. But do you know how many of you, when we don't make it onto Facebook or there's something wrong, or Facebook cancels, you go away. You de-engage, if you would. What is that all about? Right? Seriously. What is that all about? It makes absolutely no sense to me. If I'm not up on Facebook, you don't know whether they've pulled me or not. And if they've pulled it, you don't want to be hanging out there and just getting mad and going. They're keeping the message from getting out. They do the same thing on Twitter. Right? I try to get the message out on Twitter. And what happens? Oh, they can't complete the connection. I mean, it's funny because I get out other places easily. But, again, it's just amazing to me. So irritating. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And Vimeo, as you know, and I'm not the only guy that gets beat by this. I'm just putting it out there. And then Vimeo, as you know, took down a channel of ours that had 3 years' worth of videos on it. 3 years' worth. I don't get it. I don't get, and we allow that to happen. We let that happen on a daily basis. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You'll miss a lot. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday. Well, I think it is. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that we spend together. You know, and I appreciate the time that you've sent me text messages and emails. Let me know how you feel about the show, about you feel what's going on, that kind of thing. I really do. I really do appreciate it very much. Anyway, let's get back at it because we're talking about I'm going to get nailed. I know it. Facebook, Twitter, and so on, and really not just the direct influence that they're going to have on the elections, right? But how are they going to bring down? Well, frankly, people like me. No, seriously. I mean, if you enjoy the show, you enjoy hearing what you're hearing from me. You know, we need a lot of help. All of us do. It's financial. It's listenership. The way we get sponsors is obviously, like anything else, about how many listeners you have. How many viewers you have, whatever, whatever, whatever. So we're using numbers off of, well, we used to be able to use numbers off of Facebook. And not just Facebook. We used to use numbers off of Facebook and a few other sources. But when they keep canning us, they keep causing us trouble and keep making it hard for people to get to these sites, or find the sites for that matter, yeah, it doesn't help. So what's really funny about all this is CNN and others, CNET, CNN, Washington Post, made a big deal out of the fact that the Trump's ads are using a Nazi symbol. Right? That red triangle that's upside down? Can't have that. Can't have anything that references any kind of Nazi signal. Got it. Okay. I don't disagree. So on Thursday, they deactivated dozens of ads placed by the President Trump's re-election campaign because they include a symbol that once used by the Nazis to designate political prisoners in concentration camps. Now, the mark appears as part of a campaign's online salvo against Antifa. So Antifa supporters can have it all over their Facebook sites, pages, whatever. But President Trump can't have it in that showing what they have, what they're using. He doesn't use it pro-Trump. And even if he did, if you're allowing Antifa to do it, why can't Trump do it? See? I mean, seriously. The red inverted triangle was used in the 1930s to identify communists and was applied as well to social democrats, liberals, Freemasons, and other members of opposing parties that were incarcerated by the Nazis, right? The badge forced on Jewish political prisoners, by contrast, featured a yellow triangle overlaid by a red triangle. So they resemble the Star of David. The red triangle appeared in the paid post sponsored by Trump and Vice President Pence, as well as by Team Trump campaign page. It was featured alongside text warning of dangerous mobs and asking users to sign a petition about Antifa. Okay. Now, they say it was, a loose collection of anti-fascist activists whom the Trump administration has sought to link with recent violence. These people are morons and blind. They didn't seek to link them. Look at your own videotape. Look at what's going on in the streets. It's not the Trump administration trying to link them, making an attempt, twisting and turning to link them. No. It's the Trump administration, or in any other actually honest news group, that will show you it is Antifa. They're wearing the Antifa clothes. They're waving the Antifa flags as they're smashing windows, burning police cars, punching people in the face. They make it sound like they're working hard to link it. You don't have to work hard to link it. It's right there. Facebook removed the material following queries from the Washington Post. Of course, they're all working together. You know, I love it when a group of people, and I know who the group is, there's a particular group of people that constantly, they barrage Twitter and Facebook and other online platforms to take my pages down. To take me down, take my pages down. Again, I don't have the money these other guys have to fight it. All right? And so they take them down. I get no warnings from Facebook that I've done something wrong. The only warning I ever got was from Vimeo over a two-day period when they pulled the whole channel. And it was only after they pulled that channel, only after I started questioning coronavirus medications, right? Asking questions like, will you take the virus shot? once they come up with it, or what will you do? They didn't like me questioning them. That's why they took it down. They said I was spreading false information. I was simply asking a question. Anyway, they went on to say, our policy prohibits using a banned hate group symbol to identify political prisoners without the context and condemns or discusses the symbol. Well, but you allow it all the time. Look at the many, 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 many Facebook pages that have these symbols in there. You talk about hate, I guess when it comes to religion, they're pretty much all on the table, well, except for Islam, except for Muslims. But there was a Last Supper page, or I can't remember the name of it in total. I just stopped going there. Had a picture of Jesus on the table with the 12 apostles, and they had cut him all up. They thought that was parody. That was funny. But in it, they were making fun of Christians. They were making fun of Jesus' sayings. Facebook left that up. So I guess it's selective. This is why everybody's up in arms. And I, you know what? I'm starting to move totally in the court of, or the realm of, the president needs to just simply do the executive order, put these guys on notice, and let them fight it out in court. Let them spend the money. Right? You know, the thing that scares them the most is, look at, the president wants to do a rally. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever, he's hated, he's losing, Biden's going to win, and they go, holy Jesus and Mary. 1.2 million people signed up to go to that event. An event that only holds 20,000. They're scratching their heads. They're trying to figure out what's going on. Because they're so out of touch with the American people. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, we're in a new and dangerous phase, warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast, and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations. New York City's Phase 2 reopening has been approved for Monday. The phase allows New Yorkers to dine and drink outdoors at restaurants and bars, shop, get their hair trimmed and styled, and take children to playgrounds with all social distancing and face covering. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, today we've done a full 180 from worst to first. We are now controlling the virus better than any state in the country. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. It was the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pleasure to have you with me. Pleasure to have you part of the conversation. And just, look, be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. All right? Next hour, we're going to take on the vax. Okay? I mean, seriously. I did an interview about a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago. And there was a documentary there called Vax. It very much talks about how deep the pharmaceutical companies are into the pockets of the legislators and others. How do they get these things through? How is it that your children can get 4, 5, 6 vaccinations, you know, in the first month or second month of life, when they don't even have their immune systems, they don't even have one to fight it off with? How do they fight off 4, 5, or 6 of them? So, I'm not the expert. We'll bring somebody in who was. And I think this is really apropos for the time, for the day, and what this stands for. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Talking about this year's election, I want you to think of all the things working against President Trump. And for some of you who are not worried about him winning, I'm really not worried about him winning either. I think he's going to win as well. But there's still time for them to take this. There's still some time for them to steal this and to turn it. Because they're too dull. You know, the elite left really believe that they're so smart, they got it all together, they know what's going on, and there's no way Trump's going to win a second time. Joe Biden's going to win in their minds. He doesn't even know where he is half the time, but, you know, he's going to win. They said the same thing about Hillary. The difference is this time, they're woke. They're not going to let these things just ride on their networks. Facebook, look, they've got us. They got us clamped down so tight, we can't get a message out anywhere. Only some people are being notified that the show comes up every night. And like I said earlier, once I start making some of these changes, I'm really hoping that some of you on Facebook make the switch and move over. Especially on the video stuff. Just stop giving views to YouTube or Facebook or any of the other ones. You know, it's really that simple. Anyway, back to what Facebook is doing to President Trump. You know, pulling back on his ads, not allowing those to happen. But after the first or second day, when the ad hit almost 1 million impressions, right, they got nervous. They couldn't believe this was happening. How could people want to see his ads? How could people want anything to do with them? That's how out of touch they are. There were a total of 88 different ads or versions of with the inverted red triangle. And they ran across plenty of pages that included Trump and Pence. The official title was Team Trump. And they targeted all 50 states. No kidding, we're doing target 12. Now, Nation Gleischer's Facebook's head of security policy, he faced questions about the ads from Representative Eric Swalwell. He said, we obviously want to be careful to allow someone to put up a symbol to condemn it or to discuss it, Gleischer told the lawmakers. But in a situation where we don't see either of those, we don't allow it on a platform, we'll remove it. That's what we saw in this case with the ad. But you let videos run with those symbols on Antifa. Why is that? See, they don't ask these follow-up questions. Tim Murtaugh, a spokesman for Trump campaign, said, hey, the red triangle is an Antifa symbol. It points to examples of the iPhone cases and water bottles branded with these insignias. They have these. And so you want to talk about white supremacy? You really want to talk about white supremacy or white supremacists? You're allowing white supremacists to infiltrate your BLM. They've got the insignias. They wear them. They're burning down black businesses. They're in your group at BLM. And you're allowing it to happen. How can you say you care about the black community when you're allowing the black community to be destroyed? I'm dumbfounded. We would note that the Facebook still has an inverted red triangle emoji in use. Right? Looks exactly the same. Why are they only targeting Trump's ads? Why are they leaving their little emoji up there? Although certain symbols the Nazis deployed have been reclaimed, including the pink triangle, used in concentration camps to label gay inmates, the red triangle has not been recast in a similar way. Right? Jacob Etter, he's a historian of modern Germany. He said, I think it's highly problematic to use a symbol that the Nazis used to identify their political enemies. It's hard to imagine it's done on purpose because I'm not sure the vast majority of Americans know it or even understand. That's an easy one. They don't know it. Most Americans had no clue what that triangle meant. None. Now, Thursday's action by Facebook wasn't the first time that they've taken action against Trump. In March, they removed ads and said they included misleading references to the U.S. Census. Right? But that was only after Nancy Pelosi kind of pushed on them to pull it. So they say they're not going to pledge not to police the posts of politicians. That was a lie. Right? I mean, back and forth. Facebook has been, you know, telling the White House and others that no, we're not doing any of this. Twitter last month applied a label fact-checking to presidents' misleading tweets about the mail-in ballots. This is according to the Washington Post. Right? And they took the unprecedented step of limiting the reach of a presidential tweet. Wow. So that means that the Democrats now can get away with anything. They can put out anything they want. They can lie about anything they want. And that's okay. like his comment that looting leads to shooting. Anybody with two brain cells who rubbed together knew exactly what he meant. And you know what? Look at what's happening. The looting is leading to shooting. But it's not the cop shooting. It's not the military shooting. They're shooting each other. The moves by Twitter, which have banned political ads outright, drew rebuke from Trump, who days later signed an executive order that could open the door for the U.S. government to assume more oversight on online speech. As well, I think it should be. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg put up a lengthy post this month defending his handling of the president's use of the platform. He said he worried about an approach leading us to editorialize on content we don't like, even if it doesn't violate. You hear what he's saying here? Even if it doesn't violate our policies. So in other words, they want the right to editorialize, to pull down, to do whatever, even if it doesn't violate their policies. Just makes them uncomfortable. Also read an article that said that, you know, employees of Facebook, Google, and others were getting ready to walk out and protest what the company was doing. It's really simple. Then fire them. You don't work for them. They work for you. They knew what the company was coming into it. It's amazing how much power we have given the loons on the left. We have given the pseudo-socialists, the almost communists. Right? We're going to make noise. We're going to destroy. I've read some of the Communist Manifesto. I've listened to some of the speeches given at some of their events here in this country. How to undermine, how to ruin capitalism. I'm telling you, leaders from around the world who hate us are sitting back and saying, look at, my God, we spent all this crazy money, you know, starting wars and fights with these guys. We should have just sat back and let them destroy themselves. We've destroyed family. We've destroyed all the basics that made this country great. You know what I love about the left? Is every policy they put in place ruins cities, ruins people, ruins families. And they want to go further. Joe Messina, your host. Don't let them push back. Don't let them win. If Trump loses this election, it's your fault. It's our fault. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Here we go again. Let's see what happens in Los Angeles. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy fatally shot a young man who was running away after pulling out a gun. So, now what's going to happen? There'll be a call to arms, a call to action, call to fire the cop, whatever, before anything's in. And if you think, you know, this is going to get worse. I keep telling you, it's going to get worse. Crime is going to skyrocket, especially in the inner city. Why? Because these guys aren't going to show up. They're going to show up for work. They're going to show up at a call and go, sorry, we don't have enough backup, we don't have enough A, B, C, and D, and we're not doing this. We're not going to jail for murder for doing our job. If you got a gun, if you illegally have a gun, all bets are off the table, period. I don't care what color you are. Now, a couple of questions to ask. If the system is systematically racist, systemically racist, and the system in our large minority cities are run exclusively by Democrats, then who would be fostering the systemic racism? A fair question, right? If the quote, the, if the system, the system, I don't know any way to say it. If the system is systemically racist, and the majority of the system is run by Democrats, then who's responsible for systemic racism? Right? The left controls almost every major institution in America. Come on, think it through. Mainstream media, academia, administrative government, Hollywood, big tech. So again, I ask, if institutional racism exists and is strong, and the left runs the institutions, who's responsible for institutional racism? It's the Democrats. Has to be. You cannot be in total control of something and blame somebody else for it. But you can. And in most cities, most countries, most scenarios, you'd be called a whack job. Right? Well, at least I believe you would. I should hope you would be. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really am appreciating, again, your time. I love this. I always find this amazing. Amusing, whatever. So would you, again, when you look at Twitter, for instance, we were just talking about how, what is it, they're the first time, it's the first time or what have you, that they have, what do you want to say? They have censored content from a president, from an elected official like that? In internal Facebook communications, a policy executive said Thursday morning that deliberations were ongoing with the red triangle was common enough that it might, that it's an emoji in most keyboards, including on Facebook, and that the triangle without any more context clearly doesn't violate the letter of the policy. So they're playing word games to get what they want, right? Facebook says that they've long prohibited hate speech and symbolism on its platform, but the company faced criticism at times for being too permissive. In 2018, Zuckerberg defended the rights of Holocaust deniers, saying that he didn't believe that they were intentionally getting it wrong. Wait a minute, what? Seriously? It just, again, it's never going to stop with these guys. Because they're going to find a way, do it. I mean, they're using all kinds of excuses as to why they pull his stuff down, right? So it's never going to stop anytime soon anyway. And the hardcore left-leaning news outlets, you know, they put this stuff up. It's just amazing. Facebook removes the Trump campaign ads for violating policy on use of hate symbol. That's it. Facebook removes Trump's ads because it used a symbol used by Nazis to designate political prisoners. Facebook pulls Trump campaign ads for featuring Nazi symbols. Right? Japanese Times. Facebook pulls Trump campaign ad for using Nazi symbols. You see, New York Daily News. The Hill writes, the North Face pulls ads from Facebook. Right? So again, we go on and on and on with this stuff. Trump ads pulled for having hate speech symbol. Oh, God. They've got total control of this. You can't block them. Remember, the Google handles 80% of the ad flow on the internet. We gave them that right. We handed that to them. Really? And then Google, another bargain. Google penalizes right-wing sites over derogatory content. So they decided to cut off in advertising. It's the only way these sites make money. It's the only way we all make money on the interweb. But they're the ones that they pulled the advertising from Zero Hedge. Now, they say they didn't, but they can freeze it and unfreeze it in a heartbeat while still running the ads. Zero Hedge and the Federalist. They said they failed to meet the standard, and the sites would be blocked from using the Google Ad platform if they didn't remove offensive comments. So apparently, you're supposed to go down the comments. I never go down the comments on the page. Never do. Because sometimes they tee me off to no end. But you're supposed to go down your comments page and start yanking out the ones that may be deemed to be offensive. What if I don't think it's offensive? I don't think much is offensive. I think I like leaving stuff up so people can see what a jackwagon you are. On my personal Facebook page, I'm very specific, no politics, take it over to the radio page. And you always get the jackwagon in there. And you say, what's wrong? Can you not follow instructions? Can you follow directions or rules? And they will almost ultimately say, no, I don't have to follow the rules. This is an open platform. No, actually, my page, my personal page is not an open platform. It's my personal page. Lighthearted, funny, family stuff, that kind of thing. You want to bring anything else into it? Bring it somewhere else. But again, remember that Google, along with others, but Google, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth, they really do have the ability to direct and guide this election. Can't think of the fellow's name. One of you smart guys in the chat room will know it. But there was an expert on media came in and said that basically, at minimum, because of the way Google handled their advertising, that they added 2.1 million votes to Hillary Clinton. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the New York Times, you know how much they love Trump. They implied that the protesters in Minneapolis could be shot and glorify. I mean, that Trump's tweets implied that protesters in Minneapolis could be shot and that he glorified violence. No, he didn't. Read it. And it's clean face value, read it. You know, I go back to something stupid. Like, remember when Barack Obama's mic was hot, and he reached over he leaned over to President Medvedev from Russia, and basically, again, thinking his mic was off, and he said, "Hey, after the election, I'll have more flexibility." And what do you mean by that? Right? I mean, he said it thinking the mic was off. Don't we have a right to know what he meant by it? Right? What's he hiding? Now, they gave him the benefit of the doubt. They treated him like he just meant that he won't have to concentrate on the race anymore. He can actually start getting down to business with the Russians, yada yada. It's not what he meant at all. You know, when he tries to take credit for some of the stuff going on in today's economy and everything else, no. I give him credit for the racism today. I give him credit for the violence. I give him credit for the hate. Even the black community in big numbers, when he was president, said that race relations have never been as worse as this. They said it. I didn't. And I agree. From what I saw, I agree. Everybody was hoping he would be the quote-unquote black messiah, if you would. He was going to redeem the black community. Well, first of all, nobody can redeem a community that doesn't even, you don't need redeeming. There are pockets of the black community, like there are white, Asian, and every other one, that need to get their act together. Only Jesus can redeem you. Don't forget your host, listen to Real Side, got a lot more coming up. We're going to talk about vaccine. Two vax or not two vax? That'll be the question in the next hour. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.